From Spark and Anvil and Chanceforge, this is Odds and Flipside, in Chapter 1 of the Chanceforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The Chanceforge was always hot, smelling of sulfur, scorched iron, and the sharp metallic tang of ozone. In the center of the dusty room stood the great probability bar, glowing like a trapped star. It was a long, hollow rod of thick glass, suspended by heavy iron chains from the ceiling. At the far left, a cold silver zero was etched deeply into the heavy metal frame. At the far right, a bright golden one shone with a light that hurt the eyes. Every event that could ever happen in the world lived somewhere along that glowing line. Odd stood by the forge, polishing a heavy brass pointer with a piece of greasy leather. He liked the spotlight, and he liked the sharp, clean noise of dice rolling across hardwood. "Watch," Odd said, tapping the glass bar with the tip of his heavy brass pointer. The metal made a sharp clink that echoed off the high stone walls of the forge. "Someone is about to roll a standard six-sided die," he said, leaning over the glass. "What is the chance they land on a six?" He slid his pointer toward the cold zero end, stopping at a tiny, precise notch. "One face out of six," Odd said, puffing out his chest with a small grin. "Right about there," he said, pointing to the mark. "That is the odds. I read the chance a thing actually happens, and it is clean, direct, and done." Behind them, sitting on a three-legged stool, Flipside watched the rest of the glowing bar. Flipside always sat in the shadows, where the light from the golden one didn't reach. "And I," Flipside said, "read what you leave behind when you are finished." Flipside stood up, wiped soot from their hands, and walked slowly to the warm glass. They pointed to the long, empty stretch of glass that Odds had completely ignored. It ran from the brass pointer all the way to the glowing golden one. "If the six sits in your little corner, then not a six is all of this," Flipside said. They ran a pale finger along the glowing glass, leaving a clean streak in the dust. "Five faces out of six," they said, "which is everything that isn't the thing you wanted." Odds frowned, adjusting the collar of his leather vest as he looked at the glass. "You always do that," Odds muttered, "always looking at the dark side of the moon." "Someone has to do it," Flipside said, their voice quiet but steady in the warm room. "Besides, you need to look at the math." They stood side by side, their reflections warped on the surface of the glowing glass. Flipside pointed to the two distinct sections of the glowing bar. "Your piece and my piece," Flipside said, gesturing to the glass. "Together, they cover the entire line, with no gaps and no overlaps, every single time." Odd squinted at the glass, seeing how the two sections met perfectly without a seam. "They add up to the whole thing," Odd said, scratching his chin. "They add up to one," Flipside said, "and they always will."
When the forge went quiet at night, the dying embers cast long shadows on the floor. Flipside usually stayed late to sweep up the stray sparks and wipe down the tables. "For a long time, I did not feel proud of this job," Flipside said. They leaned on the broom handle, looking at the dark corners of the workshop. Odds looked up from his ledger, his spectacles sliding slightly down his nose. "Why would you say that?" Odds asked, his voice genuinely surprised. "Because you got to name the exciting things," Flipside said, tracing a circle in the dust. "You got to ask if it would rain or if the lucky six would come up. I was always stuck counting whatever was left over at the very end. I counted the scraps, which were the things that did not happen." They shrugged, their shoulders dropping as they stared down at the dusty floor. It felt small, like being the second half of someone else's sentence all the time. Odd set down his heavy iron pen, listening in the quiet of the room. "And then," Flipside went on, "that old gambler came in with his chipped bone dice. He was the one who asked the question you could not easily answer by yourself." Odds grimaced, remembering the terrible headache that the gambler's question had caused him. "He wanted to know the chance of getting at least one six in four rolls." "And you started counting," Flipside said, a small smile touching their lips. "One six, or two sixes, or a six, then a not six, then a six. There were so many ways, and they were all tangled up like a wild briar patch. It was a complete nightmare, Odds admitted, rubbing his temples at the memory. My chalk was wearing down to the nub, and my fingers were covered in white dust. So I turned the problem around, Flipside said, their eyes brightening in the dim light. I decided to look at the compliment instead of doing the direct count. The apprentice, who had been sleeping in the corner, stirred at the word. The complement is just the mathematical name for the opposite event, Flipside explained. It is the part that completes the whole, like the night completing the day. I simply asked the easiest question that could possibly be asked. What is the chance of rolling absolutely no sixes in four tries? That was incredibly easy, Odd said, leaning forward over his desk. It was just 5/6 multiplied 4 times in a row, which is simple. Exactly, Flipside said, tapping the wooden broom handle against the stone floor. We calculated that easily, subtracted it from 1, and there was our answer. They smiled, the old memory warming the cool air of the forge. That was the day I finally stopped feeling like a useless scrap of paper. The opposite is not just a leftover piece of the puzzle we are solving. Sometimes the opposite is the only door that actually opens when we are stuck.
The next morning, a young apprentice came to the forge looking deeply worried. He carried a large wooden spinner that smelled of fresh pine and wet paint. "I have a real problem," the boy said, dumping the wheel onto the workbench. "A merchant wants to use this for a game at the spring fair." Odds and Flipside leaned over the wheel, squinting at the messy paint job. Dozens of tiny red slices were scattered across the face of the spinner. They were all different sizes, squeezed tightly between the blue and green sections. "He wants to know the exact chance of landing on red," the apprentice said. "I started adding them all up, but there are just too many of them. If I miss even one tiny red sliver, the math is completely ruined." Odds winced, looking at the chaotic pattern of red paint on the wood. "That is a massive amount of addition for any young apprentice to do. One slip of the pen, and the poor merchant will lose all his gold." "Then do not bother counting the red slices at all," Flipside said gently. The apprentice blinked, his hands covered in wet blue paint from his workshop. "But that is the exact number that the merchant asked me to find." "I know," Flipside said, "but look at what is not red on the wheel. How many slices on this wooden wheel are actually painted blue?" The apprentice spun the wheel slowly, counting each section with a dirty fingernail. "There are just 3 blue ones, and there are no green ones at all." "Only 3," Flipside said. "So you just need to add those 3 blue slices together. That simple sum will give you the exact chance of landing on blue." "And what do I do after that?" the apprentice asked, his brow furrowing. "Subtract that number from 1, Odd said, grinning widely at the boy's confusion. The apprentice's eyes went wide as he stared down at the wooden wheel. "Because the red slices and the not red slices must fill the entire wheel. 1 minus the blue slices gives me the sum of all the red slices. I do not have to count a single one of those tiny red slices." "There it is," Odd said, slapping his hand hard against the dusty wooden table. "You made the hard question incredibly easy by simply flipping the whole thing over." "That is the whole trick," Flipside said. "So when the front door is jammed, try the back."
After the apprentice finally left, the forge grew quiet and peaceful once again. The sun was setting outside, casting long orange beams of light through the windows. Odds looked at the glowing bar, and then he looked over at Flipside. "I never realized how much I actually need you in this forge," Odd said quietly. "I get to point at all the exciting things that might happen in the world, but when the questions get hard, you are the one who actually solves them. You solve the at least one problems, the messy spinners, and the locked doors." Odds bumped Flipside's shoulder with his own, offering a small, grateful smile. "You are definitely not just the leftover piece of the story. You are the other half of every single answer that I have to find." Flipside did not answer right away, staring at the glowing glass bar. The small piece and the large piece made one perfect, unbroken line of light. For a very long time, Flipside had felt like a mere shadow in the room. But now a quiet, steady warmth settled deep in their chest as they watched. They were not just the scrap at the end of the story. They were the essential half that made the entire thing whole from start to finish. "Together we are one," Flipside said softly, their voice barely a whisper. Together we are one, Odds agreed, nodding his head in the dim light. And between them, the great bar glowed steady, full, and bright in the dark.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Odds and Flipside. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.